This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel, and my co-host is Jane Berger. And with us today, we have Erin Kramer, Director of Admissions. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, we are delighted that you're here with us. And we had you come today because we are really interested in talking about hearing about your experience with book club, because we know you are an avid book club member and come very often. And as we're, you know, have book club next week on April 9th, not August. I would love for it to be August.
It would be nice if it was August.
Right.
Yes, agreed.
But April 9th,
yeah.
At noon in College Hall 117, where we're going to, you know, talk about some passages, get super excited about book club. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes book club special to you?
Yeah. So book club is a great time to get together with people from all over the campus community, which I love. You have students there, you have faculty, you have people from student services, people from all over campus, and there's one common thing, and that's that we love to read the campus-wide read, and we love to get together and talk about it, and Jane always has very particular things that she wants to talk about, and sometimes we get to those things, and sometimes we don't, but it is always a very good conversation, and I love the theme of the book this year, and I think a lot of people across the campus really appreciate learning more about the deaf community, and you know, we're all learning and being able to talk openly, you know, about the things that we're learning and how most of us really don't know a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, and the book is great and the characters are great. So, you know, it's fun to get together and talk about the book.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. It's a place where it's all right to say, I don't know anything about this, and wow, I can't believe I learned this, and I look forward to the illustrations that show some different hand, finger spelling, and ways to be able to learn a word or a phrase. And I mean, I'm the first one to admit that, I mean, I knew nothing, and I have learned so much. And it's funny because, gosh, when we first started in the beginning of the fall semester, learning about cochlear implants, yep, and just the feeling that the deaf community has on cochlear implants, and then there I was standing at church, and across the church, it's like I spied right in, oh my gosh, that girl has a cochlear implant. Now, I probably never would have known,
right,
what it was, mm-hmm, or paid any attention. Jen knows, but we ended up having this young girl as one of our human books for our human library.
Oh.
And she did a great job. But it was just, it's just so interesting on how something that, you know, I do this every week, yet this girl has probably been sitting in that same spot every week, and I never noticed. Mm-hmm. And so I practically stalked her afterwards. I'm like, oh, why don't I talk to your mom? Where's your mom? But anyway, all that to say, it's okay to admit that you don't know anything about this yet, because you will once you're immersed in it. And even if you can't read at all, I mean, how many people do we have who comes like, oh, I wasn't able to read, you know, the pages that we had set mm-hmm apart. It's okay. It's mm-hmm, it's a no judgment zone. And like you said, Erin, very often we just get hung up on like one thread. And I mean, I think that one week in the fall, or one meeting in the fall, it took us like three book clubs to get through this one particular area, because it was just such a good you know, a good conversation, and you just keep it going. So we're kind of loosey-goosey. You know, we move along at the pace that seems right for all of us who are there. So hopefully you'll be one of the people.
Right? Hopefully. One of the things that I think is truly rich and exciting about this often is the opportunity to have students and like faculty and staff who may not get to work with students as much, I mean faculty would, but staff who have that experience well of communicating with students. We often have several students as well as staff members that are there, and I think that that also adds to some rich dialogue
with that.
And so I'm super, I always enjoy that because I think it's super nice to be able to have that space to create dialogue, conversation around something that we're all interested in.
Right,
you know.
And various perspectives. Some of the students are in the ASL classes, so this is interesting to them. Again, talking about just the pages that have, you know, some of the illustrations, and just getting kind of an inside view as to what it might be like to be immersed in deaf culture. And I love the different perspectives and the different ways that we all come with various knowledge bases of deaf culture.
Yeah. So. And it's cool because I know I'm an avid reader. I know you guys are avid readers. And I love to talk about the books that I'm reading. And I'd probably drive my husband crazy because I'll be like, I'm reading this book, and I tell him all about it, and he has no idea what I'm talking about. And so it makes it really nice for all of us because we're all collectively reading the book together.
Yep.
And so we all can be like, oh my gosh, can you believe, you know, like when I finished the book, I wanted to know who else had finished it because I wanted to talk about the ending.
Yep, exactly.
So, but I didn't want to ruin it for anybody. So, you know, there's that collective kind of you know, wanting to just discuss it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that is really cool. And I know a lot of the classes are having either part of the book or the whole book where the students are reading it. But, you know, some of the students are just reading it on their own because they want to know more about it or they want to come when the author's here.
Yep.
So, you know, having that opportunity to get together for book club to talk about it, I think is just a great, great thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. So, you know, so thank you, Erin, for coming today to talk with us about how wonderful book club is. So we'll never lose an opportunity to
talk
about that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If people wanting to join us, it will be Wednesday, April, not August, 9th, at noon in College Hall 117. So that is going to wrap it up for us today. Please listen to Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, Thursdays at 7 and 10 in the morning and 7 and 10 in the evening. You can also listen to the podcast anytime. Find the Let's Talk Big on the owensoutcom.com website. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com. On behalf of Jane Berger and Erin Kramer, I'm Jen. Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.